The latest round of national testing for 4th and 8th graders has finished up, and one of the big takeaways is a drop in 4th grade reading scores over the last year for students in Wisconsin. And while racial achievement gaps in the states have narrowed, some, they remain among the biggest in the country. Education officials are pointing to the numbers as a sign that there's more work to be done to boost performance in the classroom. Kyla Calvert-Mason is assistant news director here at Wisconsin Public Radio. She's been reporting on what's called the Nation's Report Card. Kyla, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure.
Well, kids in schools take a lot of tests over the course of the year. Can you tell us about these particular tests and why people watch these pretty closely?
Sure. This is called the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP, and it's also known as the Nation's Report Card. So every other year, there are these national exams given to a sort of statistical sampling of students across the country and in fourth and eighth grade. And then there are also other tests for 12th graders, but they're not included in this report. And what makes it different from all of the other standardized tests that students are taking is that it's the same test across the country. So other standardized tests are just at the state level. And so this is sort of the one measure where you're comparing apples to apples across the entire country, how students are doing in Wisconsin versus Florida or California or Oklahoma, et cetera.
So it does two things, kind of. It allows us to compare state to state over time, but also within a state, it gives us this over time progress and change measurement too. Is that right?
Exactly.
So what are we seeing this year? A lot of people are looking at the fourth grade reading numbers in particular. What did we see there?
Sure. Wisconsin was one of nine states where fourth graders' reading performance actually declined. So overall, sort of the big takeaway across the country this year for these tests was very little change. Students are sort of just plateauing on these tests in math and reading. But in Wisconsin, fourth grade reading declined.
And when you talk to people who are experts and people who track this, is there a lot of worry in a one-year decline?
No. I mean, there's noise in every, sort of exam like this. A one-year decline is not necessarily cause for concern. And the test changes every year. And also, this was the first year that students took it on tablets versus paper and pencil. So there were definitely school leaders across the country saying, we have to account for this. Students in general perform more, not as well on tests on tablets as they do on paper tests. But the people who manage this test at the national level said, oh, we accounted for that when we sort of set the scores that determine whether students are, at below basic, basic, proficient, or advanced, which is sort of how student scores are grouped for the results for this test.
That said, even if we don't want to read too much into this, the happy face result is that numbers go up from year to year, right?
Sure, exactly. And, when I spoke with the Department of Public Instruction spokesman, he said that what the reading scores tell him is that, Wisconsin students have really sort of plateaued in this area. There have not been big increases or significant increases for fourth grade reading in the state on this test for the last decade or so. And across the country, the scores have sort of continued to increase. So whereas 10 or more years ago, Wisconsin was sort of a leader in this area, now sort of bumping along right in the middle.
The fourth grade reading was just one of the results here. There's also fourth grade math and then eighth grade math and reading. How did we do on those measures?
So the sort of takeaway on those results was no statistical change. Because it's a representative sample of students versus sort of every student in the state, there were some small changes in the average score on those tests, but the changes weren't big enough to say definitively, oh, this is an increase or a decrease. So it was sort of no change in those areas.
We're looking at Wisconsin students' performance on a national assessment test. Kyla Calvert-Mason is with us, assistant news director at Wisconsin Public Radio. A big concern, Kyla, in Wisconsin over the past bunch of years has been racial disparities when it comes to educational performance. What kind of things, is that something that these tests measure, first of all, and if so, what did we see there?
Yeah, this test, what education reporters, for example, really like about it is that the testing data is available for lots of different subgroups of students. So racial subgroups, students who qualify for free and reduced price lunch, which means they're from lower income households versus students who don't, even by parents' education level. So there's a lot of different ways to look at how different groups of students are performing. So when it comes to the gap between white students and black students in particular, Wisconsin continues to have some of the very largest gaps in the country on these tests. So in fourth grade math and eighth grade reading, Wisconsin posted the second largest gaps between those two groups of students in the country. Only Washington, D.C. had larger gaps between white and black students. In eighth grade math, and the state had the third largest gap between white and black students, and in fourth grade reading, it had the fifth largest gap between white and black students. And on those two tests, the eighth grade math and the fourth grade reading, that's actually an improvement from previous years. Those gaps narrowed somewhat, and Wisconsin sort of fell down the list a little bit.
With the test like that, especially when it comes to the racial disparities, in a way it may be telling Wisconsin education officials things they already know. That said, are these tests a guide for action, for policy, for schools, and for the Department of Public Instruction?
I think a lot of different people point at test results to, you know, make the case for whatever argument it is they're putting forward. So people use these test results in a lot of different ways to support a lot of different arguments. And, you know, as you said, the gap between students of different racial and ethnic backgrounds is something that, you know, educators in the state are well aware of. And that's actually, again, when I spoke to the Department of Public Instruction spokesman, he said that that's actually a sign of for hope in this area, because he said, you know, as Wisconsin has become more diverse in the last decade, this is something that people, in his estimation, are much more willing to talk about now than they were, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. You can't really say that, you know, these aren't larger groups of students now when it comes to African American students, Hispanic students. And so with people more willing to talk about the disparity, you know, acknowledge it and focus on it, that there is, you know, more of a chance of actually addressing it.
As you mentioned earlier, there are other tests that states use, including Wisconsin. How does this national test fit into the puzzle here, given that Wisconsin also administers its own assessment tests of students?
Well, like I said, it's, you know, the only exam where you can really compare across state lines how students are doing. So I think it's probably not the test that educators are paying the very most attention to, because it's not testing every student. You know, the Wisconsin Forward exam, every spring, almost every student in the state between grades, you know, 3 and 8 is taking that test. And that's really one that educators are paying attention to when it comes to assessing what's going on in their schools.
Kyla, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
My pleasure.
Kyla Calvert-Mason is Assistant News Director here at Wisconsin Public Radio. She was with us to talk about new state test scores in reading and math for Wisconsin's 4th and 8th grade students.